From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. When is it okay to ask children to translate for their parents in emergency situations? It's a question law enforcement agencies are wrestling with more and more. That's because 18.5 million U.S. children have at least one immigrant parent, and more than half of those parents don't speak English fluently. Erica Celeste reports from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Though Fort Wayne is only a medium-sized city of 254,000 people, there are about 100 languages spoken here. So it can be tricky for authorities to follow the Civil Rights Act, which forbids children from translating during emergency situations.
When our officers respond to a crisis situation, oftentimes children are at the forefront of that.
Police Department Multicultural Liaison Ricardo Robles says he knows police can't rely on children all the time, but points out that the law does make exceptions for life or death situations.
For the safety of everyone involved, you know, we see them as a resource.
If emergency officials don't comply with the law, they risk losing federal funds for things like equipment and training. Fort Wayne has a budget of $10,000 a year for translation, or roughly 222 hours of service. So it must rely on nonprofits and good relationships with the immigrant community for help. Anna Giusti with the Fort Wayne Center for Nonviolence says while things are improving, she still sees too many police reports that rely on kids to translate for their parents during non-life-threatening calls.
You don't have to pay them. I am not taking the time to call an interpreter or to pay for anybody else.
Not only can it cause trauma for the child, but Munir Ahmad with Yale Law School says an inaccurate police report can affect a legal case.
For those who are non-English speakers, the consequence is a real degradation of the quality of justice in the system as a whole.
Alejandro Morales, a language broker expert, says it's difficult to know how often children translate for law enforcement because there is no national database.
This is a topic that is fairly new. Policymakers, educators, even politicians don't necessarily know about this topic.
As awareness of the issue grows, many mid-sized cities such as Fort Worth, Tulsa, and New Orleans have created programs to educate law enforcement and work with immigrant communities. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm Erica Celeste for Marketplace.